Earlier in our service, Coral asked the question, how can we be thankful in difficult times when life presents huge challenges? This is a question that you've probably struggled with yourself, and a question that echoes down the ages through the words of the psalmists. These have been tough times for all of us, for some more than others. Loneliness, isolation, depression, illness, and bereavement. In this next section, two of our members share their thankfulness to God for his presence during these tough times. Many of you will have been praying for Gail Shinton following her fall last February, resulting in a life-threatening head injury. In a moment, she will be sharing her thankfulness for God's presence and healing. We all rejoice when new people come to faith, and Sean began to worship with us online and then in person since last February. On August the 22nd, Sean was baptised, and you can hear his testimony given just before his baptism. Lord, we want to give you thanks with grateful hearts for all you are doing among us in your church family at Queen's Road.
Hello everyone from Queen's Road Church in Coventry. My name is Gail Shinton, a member of Queen's Road, who has been thanking God for all he has done for me this year and given me more time in my life as I nearly died due to my falling down the stairs at my son's home. At first I felt okay, but later that evening, back at my own house, I started acting strange. So my husband phoned for an ambulance and I was sent to Coventry University Hospital. The surgeon there did an operation on my brain as I had bleeding on the brain. But 4 hours later I had to have another operation, more bleeding, which proved to be the cause of further complications, which meant being put into a coma and put on a ventilator machine. I don't remember anything about Coventry University Hospital, don't remember any of the things that happened to me, but of course my son and husband did and have told me about what happened while I was there. I'd been in Coventry Hospital about 4 months when I was sent to Leamington Rehab Hospital, which I do remember, and I started to make my return back to health. My son kept people informed every day of my condition, so people knew what to pray for. It was Bill, my husband, and the rest of the family which helped me in the knowledge that people were praying for them as well as for me. When I was in Leamington Hospital, I did extremely well. And instead of coming home on the 2nd of August, I came home a month earlier as I was doing so well. I'd been there 2 months, which meant I had done 6 months in all at hospital since I first became ill. All this I put down to people's prayers and God the Father, who has given me time in my life for whatever years I have left. I am so grateful for all God has done for me. So very thankful to my friends and family for praying for me. And know that this is God who has made all this possible. Each day I get a little better. I know that each day counts. I hope this will inspire many of you to put your trust in God our Father, who listens to us and helps us in our daily needs. Amen. This was one of the pieces of the Bible that I kept reading while in the second part of the hospital. And it was this. Matthew 18, verse 19. Suppose two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for. My Father in heaven will do it for you when two or three meet together in my name. I am there with them. Amen.
Baptism is one of those Christian rites that we all that we engage in. But one of the things that we do is a baptism, certainly when I'm in charge of them, is I like the person to say why it is they're doing this. So Sean, why are you doing this?
Well, to glorify God, to say sorry for my past misdeeds and sins, one of the main reasons. To give you an abridged version of my testimony, started when I was a very young lad at Templars. My only experience with Jesus Christ was through nativity plays, David and Goliath, and singing hymns at Christmas, up till I was 17, when I bumped into Keith Parr, as you all know. He taught me a bit more about Jesus Christ and the power of forgiveness. When I was young, before 17, I would wrestle with, you know, the existential questions and where we go after this world passes, and it would, you know, it would be quite scary. But I'd turn to prayer through my very limited, you know, knowledge of Jesus, and it would calm me down. It would bestow upon me a peace that really, really helped get me through those times as a young lad. I did fall away from the faith for quite some time. Now I'm 30, and only in February. Well, I feel it was God pulling me back from my sin and convicting me of my sins. And one day I was just stood in my hallway for what I felt was hardly any reason. And I just clapped my hands together and said, Jesus Christ, I need you more than ever. I need you now. You are my Lord and Savior. And since February, I've been blessed. And it's just been amazing. Before that, I was struggling with depression, and more than that, the void of sin. And yeah, Jesus has restored me, I believe. And yeah, that's why I'm here, to get baptized.
In our final section, we give thanks to God for his gifts of creation, the creation he delights in and shares with us so that we might delight in it too. As we as a church give thanks for this in our Harvest Thanksgiving this month, we can rejoice with the psalmist who writes, "The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with corn, for so you have ordained. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with corn. They shout for joy and sing." Creator God, provider of all, we bring our thanks today, and we bless each other that the beauty of this world and the love that created it might be expressed through our lives and be a blessing to others, now and always. Amen.
Our Jesus, bread of glory. Jesus.